Thank you, Fred. Good morning. It's good to see everyone. I'm going to start out today telling a story that's been on my mind for some time. I heard the story years ago. I don't know to where it happened or occurred, or even the time frame. The story takes place in a town that had a port that came in and out. And there was a busy commuter train that carried lots of people to and from town, but it crossed the bay. And there was a drawbridge that had to raise the track up so the ships could come and go. And it's been 30, 35 years since I heard the story. If you've heard it, please forgive me. And if I don't have all the details exactly right, please let me know if you know where it's credited to. One particular day, the drawbridge operator took his son to work with him. And there wasn't sophisticated communication, and he had to listen for the sound of the whistle of the train. And he knew that if he heard the train came off a hill and didn't have time to stop. And from the time he heard the train, he only had so much time to get the bridge down and in position, or the train would go into the bay, drowning everyone that was on the train. Well, this day, I don't know what happened, if he got distracted. His son was with him, and he looked, and his son wasn't by him. And he frantically looked to find his son, and he found him. And he was trapped. He was trapped in the gears that operated the bridge. The bridge was up. And he's frantically trying to free his son. And he hears the train. And he knows he's only got so much time to get the bridge down. And he tries and he tries. But he can't free his son. And the drawbridge operator had to lower the bridge to keep all those people from dying. He didn't have time to prepare himself a long time, like what we see. A couple examples in the Bible. Genesis chapter 22. I'm going to start reading in Genesis 22, beginning in verse 1. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said, Abraham, he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac. Go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. He split wood for the burnt offering. He arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey and I and the lad will go over there and will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. So the journey took 3 days to get to where Abraham was told to go, to Mount Moriah. He went, and he didn't tell anyone else. He didn't question why he was told to do it. But for 3 days, he went on this journey, knowing he was going to have to sacrifice his son. The drawbridge operator was surprised and had to make an impossible decision on the spot. Abraham was given 3 days to prepare himself for what he was going to have to do. But God knew from the beginning of time what would have to happen for us to have redemption of our sins. For me and for you, he gave his son. Isaac didn't know what was going to happen to him, but Jesus did. He knew exactly what would have to happen. Romans 3 and verse 23 tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every human, save Jesus, that has lived in the flesh, has sinned and created a liability that keeps us from being able to go to heaven. God cannot be in the presence of sin. When Jesus was on the cross dying, bearing and taking away the sins of man, he had to turn his back, and the world turned dark, and the earth shook, and the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom." Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning in verse 22. "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Under the old law, the high priest had to, every year, make an offering to God that rolled the sins of the people forward 1 year. It was impossible, we're told, for the blood of bulls and goats to remove sin, and they could just be rolled forward again 1 year, and then they came due, and he had to continually do that. Turn back with me to verse 13 in the same chapter of Hebrews chapter 9. "For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. The death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. Christ had to come and die for us. There is nothing of value that could pay our ransom, essentially, other than the Son of God. And he came and did that. And he knew a long time. I can't imagine the dread that Abraham felt, especially after he and Sarah had waited so long for the gift of a son. And he had to go on that 3-day journey, 3 days into the desert, taking his son to kill him. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That bridge operator had to choose in a moment the high price to pay the life of strangers. And one of his son, paid the price ultimately. We don't have to pay a high price like that for our salvation. All we have to do to be to receive inheritance of heaven and live eternally with God is be baptized and wash away our sins and be faithful. All we have to do is choose to live a life that is better for us anyway. What a wonderful, wonderful gift that has been given to us. A countless, immeasurable cost has already been paid, and all we have to do is accept it. Please accept God's gift if you haven't. Become a child of God. Wash away your sins. Be baptized and live faithfully. It's not unreasonable service to live how we should anyway. Please do that if you haven't obeyed, and do so before it's too late. If you don't take advantage of that and you don't become a child of God and live and accept eternity and living in heaven with Him, then Jesus died in vain for you. He died for nothing if you don't accept that. All you have to do is choose to become a child of God, and we hope you do.